Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. now, and we understand and we confess that Jesus is love. Amen. Can't nobody love you like the Lord. Amen. Matter of fact, that God so loved the world. Come on, Brother Zachary. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Don't you know everything is going down but the word of God. Amen. So we want to pick up tonight where I left off from this morning. I'm just so excited about, amen, even during these summer months, the doors that are opening, amen, for us to, as we stated, to teach, amen, Bible study, amen, even in Wednesday early morning, amen. But don't you understand, you have to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow him. You got to get out the bed, amen. You got to shake that sleep, amen. You got to take up your cross. You got to deny yourself. And I was telling those in the fellowship this morning, amen, celebrated 20 years of marriage on yesterday. Amen. To my lovely wife, amen, 20, amen, wonderful years, amen. The Lord has allowed us together for over 20 years. We've been together about 22, amen, 23 almost years, but, amen, we've been united in holy matrimony, amen, for 20 years, and I'm grateful that God, amen, gave me favor and has allowed me to have, amen, a wife, amen, not just, amen, a woman, but a wife, not just a female, but a wife. He who findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor with the Lord, amen. So I'm grateful. She's my baby mama, amen, all five of my children, amen. She works hard, amen, to keep the family together, amen. So she's a worker, amen. She takes care of all five of the children, amen, and takes care of me, amen. And I'm just grateful, amen, for 20 years we were able to, amen, celebrate a few weeks ago in New Orleans, amen. And then last night we was able to celebrate again. And a couple weeks we'll be on vacation just celebrating again, amen. We're just grateful. Some folks don't last a year. Some folks don't last 20 months, amen, but God, amen, has been on our side, amen, through the rough times, through the tough times, amen, God has saw us through, amen. We both have a mind to run on, have a mind to work it out, have a mind to love each other, amen. We are committed to each other. We are committed to God first, amen, then we're committed to each other, and we're committed to our children. Amen. And we just thank y'all so much. So many got some calls, got some text messages, amen, from several, amen, of our family and friends. Amen. And we just thank you on tonight. Continue to lift us up in prayer. Amen. Continue to pray for us that we will stay in the way. Amen. Stay in the right path. Amen. But we know tonight is our family night service, and it's so important that we often like to deal with family and talk about family and encourage families to stick together and to do right, amen. Husbands, do right by your wife. Wives, to do right by your husband. And both parents, to do right by your children. And we know, amen, there are some single parents out there. We got some members of our church that are single parents that, amen, and we want to encourage you as single, amen, to do right. Do right by, amen, your children, amen. And there's also a responsibility to the children to obey, to honor, amen, honor thy father and thy mother, amen, that thy days may be long upon the earth, amen. And we know folks are dying now, young folks, amen. It used to be years ago, it was every now and then a young person would die, amen. But now it seems like the young folks are dying quicker than the old folks. Amen. And death is just seemingly looming around us. Yeah, I was just watching that. I think it was in Miami. Amen. Miami, Florida, just a few moments ago. I was just looking and saw that a condominium had collapsed. Amen. And I think it's Miami, Florida. Amen. Folks all in the buildings. So we want to pray for them. Amen. Pray for them. The condominium, just the hotel or whatever it was, just collapsed. Amen. And so we, amen, things are going on now like never before. Amen. So we want to encourage you to get your business fixed. That was a song that they used to sing at my home church years ago. Get your business. I think Sister Brenda Tate used to sing that. Get your business fixed with Jesus while you still have a chance. Because tomorrow is not promised. Today could be your end. Amen. So I want to encourage you on tonight. Listen, we ain't got time, amen, to be playing around and to be concerned about how folks feel about everything. Amen. We ain't got time to be trying to satisfy folks no more. Amen. The day is dawning. The day is growing. It's growing weary now. Amen. The sun is setting. Yes, sir. And folks are dying like never before. And old folk will say it this way. Folks die now that they never died before. Amen. Amen. So it's important that we get our life, amen, together. Listen, it don't make sense. Don't make much sense to go to hell from the church. I know we don't like about hell. We don't like nobody. But if you do right, you ain't got to worry about hell. Amen. I know that Alma took some of us to hell and, amen, and brought us back, amen, a few Sundays ago. But if you live it right, you ain't got to worry about hell. Amen. Y'all ain't talking to me tonight. Lord help me here. Here's my own home. Amen. There's about three of us that get mail. There's about three of us that get, amen, we can go to the mailbox and it's, amen, it's going to be either my mail, it's going to be my wife's mail, and, amen, now that Amaria's working and doing things, is every now and then there's a little mail for her, amen, but when I go to the mailbox, or if my wife goes, now we know how to distribute the mail. If it got her name on it, she knows to keep that. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Amen. If it got my name on it, she knows to give it to me. And if it got Amaria's name on it, we know to give that to Amaria. What are you saying, Brother Pastor? What I'm saying is if it ain't your mail, ain't no sense in opening up the envelope. Amen. But if it belongs to you, as the old folks say, the shoe fit, wear it. Amen. We going to church now. We want folks to entertain us. We want folks to tickle our ears. We want folks to teach and preach to us something happy, something that's going to make us feel good. Amen. But that's not the reason God preached the church here. Amen. The preacher's job is to reprove. Amen. I believe Paul told Timothy, preach the word, be instant. In other words, be quick. Somebody shout quick. Be quick, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exalt, amen, with all exaltation, amen, amen. In other words, the preacher's job is to tell you when you're wrong, amen, and we'll tell you when you're right. Yes, sir, but it's the foolishness of preaching that confound the wise. It's the foolishness of preaching, amen. How would you know what you're doing is wrong if the preacher don't tell you, amen, because y'all know how they, y'all know us, we won't get in no book, amen, we'll get in a love story, we'll read all those shades of whatever colors and all that, but we won't get in this Bible. We'd rather somebody tell us, amen, and since you rather somebody tell you, I'm the man for the job, I'm going to tell you, amen, I got to tell you when you're wrong, amen, I got to tell you when you're right, I got to reprove and rebuke, amen, and if that means, amen, I got to call your name sometime because of what you're doing, you know it's wrong, then so be it, amen. Open rebuke, the Bible declares, open rebuke is better than secret love. What is that saying? Amen. If I really love you, I'm going to tell you the truth, even if it hurts your feelings. Amen. That's better than me loving you secretly. Amen. Open rebuke, correction. Yes, sir. We don't wait till our children, amen, till we get home to correct our children. No son, no male. Where you act up at is when you get corrected. Y'all ain't saying nothing about it. Amen. Johnny may not rest her soul. She didn't wait till I got home or got out the store, amen, or wherever we was. If we was in church, we got a beating in church. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Amen. In the restaurant. Amen. At Kmart. They had Kmart years ago. Amen. They had Toys R Us years ago. Amen. And if I couldn't get what I wanted, I may have a little attitude, but amen, Jenna May didn't mind backslapping us. Amen. She didn't mind braiding switches. My mama had a degree in switchology. Lord, I wish I had a witness. I said she had a degree in switchology. My mama knew how to braid switches. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. She knew how to put switches together and put tape around them. And, amen. If you went to get a switch and it wasn't the right one, they sent you back to get another one. Amen. And my mama would take two or three, braid them up. Amen. And she didn't work for AT&T or Georgia Power, but she knew how to reach out and touch. I thought I had somebody here. Amen. So we not waiting till you get home to correct you. No, we're going to correct you right then and now. And we need more folk like that in the church that will tell each other, that will hold each other accountable. Amen. We need accountability in the church. We need accountability in the pulpit. I'm already preaching. We need accountability in the choir stand on the praise team. Amen. We need accountability in the music department. Amen. There ought to be a difference in clean and unclean and holiness. Amen. And unholy. Yes, sir. Amen. You ought not be able to do the club scene, Lord help me, on Saturday night and come in and play, amen, the organ and everything on Sunday morning. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all not able to, amen, to sing in the juke joint. Old folk, you say juke joint, amen, sing your blues, amen, amen, and then come to church and try to lift up holy hands and be mad because ain't nobody getting with you. Amen. We got to stand for something. If we don't stand for something, we are destined to fall for anything. Amen. And God is calling us to come back to holiness. Amen. And holiness is not a denomination. Holiness is a way of life. Amen. You can be Baptist, but you got to live holy. You can be Church of God in Christ. You can be Presbyterian. You might even be Lutheran, but you got to be holy. Somebody just raise your hand and shout holy. Amen. We want to go, amen, for a few moments to the book of St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Amen. Looking at verse 57. We're going to try to go from 57 to 62. Amen. St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Amen. St. Luke, the 9th chapter. This is, amen, where I talked from early this morning. Amen. Before the cock crew. Amen. Before the sun was up, we was already in the gospel. Amen. We was, and I'm so excited. Amen. I just want to encourage those of you out there, you feel ministry, you feel that there's a calling on your life, and you, amen, you may not feel like there's any doors open. Amen. There's plenty of doors open. All, most of y'all on Facebook anyway. Go on Facebook and start your Bible study. Amen. If you feel the call, amen. And some of you, you ain't getting the call. Amen. Ain't nobody calling you. Thank God calling you. Amen. You better make sure your call and your election, make sure of it. Amen. St. Luke, we want to talk for a few moments from the subject, the cost of being a disciple. The cost, amen, of being a disciple. Last week we talked about denying yourself. If you're going to come after him, amen, you must deny yourself. Yeah, and this is just going to be a pickup from that. But we have some different scriptures tonight. Amen. As we've been stating, been telling you, amen, I don't care what the preacher say on your dying day. I don't care what the preacher say at your funeral. The preacher can't preach you in. Amen. The choir can't sing you in. The musicians can't play you in. The ushers can't welcome you in. Amen. If you're going to make it to that city, you got to go through Jesus. Amen. You got to make sure that your ticket is already purchased. Amen. And if your ticket ain't bloodstained, then you in trouble. Amen. But what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to talk about the cost of being a disciple. Oftentimes in church, we just feel, and it's partly the preacher's fault because we preach all this good stuff all the time. We preach all this, amen, naming and claiming, blabbing and grabbing, amen, dreaming and scheming. We preach all this stuff, amen. And you got the folks thinking we, even when the offering time, we preaching, Lord, we making folks feel bad about what they can and can't give. We putting curses on them. We make them think if they don't tithe, amen, if they don't tithe and give offering, that they curse with the curse. We done took Malachi 3. That was for the priests and the Levites, and we done made it for everybody else. Amen. When Paul talked about giving cheerfully from your heart and giving freely, we understand Jesus mentioned tithe, but it was of mint and incense and cumins and things like that. Amen. And we done made the storehouse where in Malachi, when it was talking about the storehouse, that there might be meat, meaning produce, meaning food in the house. We done changed that over into money. We, Lord, help me tonight. This ain't that type message, but I'm just, amen. Like I said, part of this is the preacher's fault. Amen. You done made these, we done made folks think if they can't give a tithe that God don't love them, amen, that they going to be cursed with a curse, that they going to have bags with holes in it. We done took scripture out of context, amen, and what was meant for one group of folks. Remember I told you a moment ago, amen, what's your mail, it'll have your name on it. If it don't have your name on it, it don't belong to you. Amen. So we done took things that was Old Testament law and Old Testament things that was applied to the 12 tribes of Israel, and we understand the tribe of Levi, because they was of the priesthood, they did not have land. They did not have an inheritance of land. They were in the temple. Lord, I ain't even supposed to be going this way tonight, but somebody need to hear you. Amen. I got to tell you. Amen. They were not given land. So the other 11 tribes were given land. And when they, in the season of produce, when the harvest time came, they were supposed to bring their produce and the food, amen, when they have harvest into the temple so that the priest and the Levite, amen, which had no inheritance, they would bring that into the house of God, to the temple, into the storehouse, so that the priest and the Levites could have something to eat. Y'all ain't praying nothing to me. Amen. Because they didn't have land. They didn't have an inheritance of land that God promised. Amen. Their job was, from that lineage of Aaron, amen, their job was the temple. So they lived in the temple. They did the temple service. But the other 11 tribes had to bring in the produce into the storehouse. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So that there may be meat, so that there will be food. Amen. And we have we've taken Malachi that was talking to the priest and the Levite and telling them about how they are handling things, and we've applied that to everybody. Amen. And it ain't for every Lord help us. We don't have a temple. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. Amen. That temple, Lord, why am I going this way? But yes, Lord, that temple that they had back then, y'all remember when Jesus was on the cross, when he died, the veil of the, Lord, help me tonight, the veil of the temple, I wish I had somebody in here, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, amen, Jesus fulfilled the law and the prophets, amen, so you being bound and yoked up with things that didn't even apply to you, amen, now you sit, you can't even sleep at night because you didn't have a tithe to pay, amen, and these folks that made you think for years you going to hell and God done cursed you and God don't love you and you gotta, amen, that's why your house falling apart, that's why your car falling apart, amen, and folks done condemned you with stuff that Jesus has already paid for. We no longer have to go through the priest no more. Jesus is our high priest. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Amen. He fulfilled. He did it. We don't have to go through. You don't have to come through your pastor no more. You don't have to do it. You got direct. If you are a believer, if you're a child of God, you have direct access to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. And those that God has blessed and has anointed, amen, no devil in hell can curse. I don't care what that pastor told you. Amen. About you being cursed with a curse. Amen. How am I going to be cursed with a curse? Amen. And Jesus is my Savior. You always stand with me tonight. Amen. Amen. He loosed all guilty things. He done away with it. He fulfilled. Amen. So when it comes down to your offering, Paul, amen, you give cheerfully. Amen. Matter of fact, he told one of the churches, I don't even want you to raise the offering. When I get there, go ahead on and have it. Go ahead on and prepare it now. So when we get there, we ain't even got to worry about money. But these no good Negroes, these folks that tricked you, amen. And I'll be the pastor to tell you, I didn't get no house. Amen. I ain't paid a tithe, amen, in over 12, 13 years. Amen. I didn't have no house. I didn't have no car. Amen. I ain't have none of that stuff that they say God is going to give you if you pay a tithe. So I know what I'm talking about. I ain't had, now Lord has blessed me and my wife with a five-bedroom. Lord help us here. Amen. Nice front yard, big backyard. Amen. I got more cars. Amen. We got more cars in the garage. Lord help us, the driveway ain't big enough to hold the cars that we got. Amen. I'm talking about cars. Amen. At least one of the mini cars came off the lot brand new. And ain't paid a tithe in over 13 years. So if God is not a respecter of persons, and y'all ain't gonna talk to me tonight, but I know I'm helping somebody. If God is not a respecter of person, amen, if he did it for me, amen, he can do the same thing for you. Stop letting folks make you feel bad about your money. Amen. And I'm telling everybody, amen, at our church, we got members, amen, at our local assembly, amen. I'm doing about three ministries now. I got the local church, amen. We're doing the family ministry, and then the ministry I do Thursday morning at 6:30, amen. But even in our local assembly, amen, I don't preach it. I don't teach tithing. I preach and teach give liberally, amen. And if there is a certain need that the church needs, I let the folk know what we need. But we do have members that believe that they should tithe. And if that's what your conviction is, if that's what you believe, amen, if that's what you're holding on to, then I'm not going to tell you not to. Amen. I'm just not going to tell you to tithe. Amen. My daddy told me years ago, he said, you can't afford not to tithe. I still didn't get a new car. Amen. Broke down cars. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Amen. He told me I couldn't afford not to. Amen. And when I, Lord help me, I don't want to go too far into that. Amen. I understand that why he couldn't. Amen. But yes, sir, it wasn't because he couldn't. Amen. Amen. But he said you couldn't afford it. I was still in an apartment. It ain't talking about a deluxe apartment. Amen. I didn't get no house. Amen. I didn't get no new house. I didn't get no new car. Amen. Matter of fact, amen. All this stuff happened about 3 years ago, and I ain't paid a tithe in the Lord. The Lord is my witness. I ain't paid a tithe in over 13, 14, probably 15 years. And I eat good. You can look at me and tell I eat good. Look at my family. We, amen, we all eat good. We, amen, dress pretty nice. Amen. We go on vacation when we, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Amen. Just left New Orleans on our way to Orlando by this time next week. Amen. Before the school year come back in, we probably going to go somewhere else. So you can't tell me, amen, I'm not going to let you abuse me like that. And that's the problem. We sit around and we let folk dictate to us, but we won't get in the scriptures and read it for ourselves. So for those of you that your conviction is tithing, then that's what you do. I'm not telling you not to. But what I am saying is that's been abused. That's been abused to make you feel God don't curse you, and you curse with a curse. And shall a man rob God? And you rob me in tithe and that all. Then they got this first fruits. I mean, God, Lord, we got all this. The church got all kinds of stuff going on. And it's a whole bunch of tricks. And y'all know what the rabbit say. Silly rabbit. Tricks off of kids. Let me get through here. Luke 9. Amen. If it works for you, it works for you. I'm just telling you what happened to me. Okay? And my family. Okay? All right. And we didn't have to wait on no, we didn't have to get no, lie about no PPP loan. And we didn't have to wait on no government stimulus checks to start vacationing and things that we do. We've been doing it. All right, let me get through my message tonight. I've already lost some of y'all. Luke 9, 57. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And this man is making a vow to follow Jesus. And we, as we stated earlier, we're preaching from the subject, the cost of being a disciple. Okay? The cost of being a disciple. It costs something to walk with the Lord. Okay? It costs something to be a child of God. Amen. When you name the Bible declares, he that nameth the name of Christ, let him depart from iniquity. Okay? Because if you name the name of Christ, but you still doing the same old stuff, amen, then you can bring a reproach on the church, and you can bring a reproach on the enemies or on God. Because the enemies of God will sit there and say, well, you saying you serve God, but you keep doing all this, that, and the other. Amen. Your lifestyle, amen, ought to match what you preach in. That's from the preacher, amen, from the pulpit to the downstairs to the back door to the grass. Amen. What if you preaching it, you ought to live it. Amen. We can't do like the Pharisees and yoke up the people, and here we are. We can't live what we're trying to get y'all to live. Now, help me here. We're trying to preach and teach to y'all how y'all should live, but here the Presbytery, they can't. We not living what we're trying to tell y'all you should live. So this man says, a certain man, he says unto him, Lord, he's talking to Jesus, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Okay, let's look here, look at verse 58. And Jesus said unto him, dude, you don't even understand. Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. Jesus said, do you really know what you're saying? Do you really know what, do you really want to follow me? Amen. And in our study this morning, we brought out the point, amen. A lot of us, we follow Jesus for the loaves and the fish. I wish I had somebody. We follow him for what we can get from him. We follow him because we don't want to go to hell. Okay, we want him as our savior. Okay, but how many of us want him, amen, as an extension of the savior? Yes, he is the savior. Amen. But how many of you would dare to say, not only do I want him as my savior, but I want him as my Lord? Lord means, amen, if he's your Lord, meaning you are a slave to him. Yes, sir. You got to roll him not just as your slave, not just for the loaves and fish, not just for what he can do for you, not just because he can heal your body, not just because he can bless you with a job, not just because, amen, he can give you a house and cars, and amen. Listen, you don't need God for all that. You just pretty much need good credit. You got atheists that don't believe in God, amen, living million-dollar houses. Y'all heard me here. You got folks that sell drugs and do all kinds of things living million-dollar houses. So you don't have to have God at all to get these things. Okay? All that you got to do is have good credit. So you got good credit, Lord help us. Amen. Once me and my wife start working on credit, Lord, I never, over the past couple of years, I've never seen so many credit card offers come in our house. So me and my wife, we be fighting over who the mail is with. It's Discovery, amen. I got a Discovery offer the other yesterday. I said, well, here, baby, I guess we doing a lot better. Discovery done started offering up cards now. Masters and Visas, and we'll say, well, you gonna get that one? No, you'll get that one. Amen. Now we can look at the APRs and all this stuff, call and kind of say, what you gonna offer us? That just from having good credit. That doesn't have anything to do with, amen, loving God. Okay, that has nothing to do with allowing Jesus to be our Lord. We want him as our Savior because we don't want to go to hell. But we don't really want him as Lord, which means what he says I'm going to do. What that means is where he leads me, I'm going to follow. I hear you, Deacon, I speak. Amen. We cannot just want him as our Savior. That's part of it. But when you want him as Lord, that means you, what he tells you to do, that's what you're going to do. How he tells you to live, that's how you're going to live. If he tells you to come out of a thing, you got to come out of it. A lot of times we sit and we want to hear a voice from the Lord. Amen. And God's already telling you, I've already told you in my word. If you just get in my word, amen, then you'll get me. You can't separate God from his word. Well, I don't believe it like that. I don't believe that. I believe I can live any kind of way. Amen. You can't judge me. Amen. Go right here to Langley. Go right here to Langley. Amen. That's the courthouse for Gwinnett County. Go in there and tell them folk in there that they can't judge you. Amen. Go in there and tell them. Go to Lawrence. Go right here to Hurricane Shoals. Go to the little jail right here and tell the officers, correctional officers, and the warden and all them folks, they can't judge you. See what you get. But we come to church and we don't want the pastor, we don't want the preacher to tell us nothing. And we get mad then. Amen. You sure won't give an offering then. Won't even come back. Amen. You'll find you another church. Somebody's going to tell you something to make you feel good. But that's a trick from the enemy to make you think, can't nobody tell you nothing. Can't nobody judge you. Amen. We can't judge. Lord help us here. Paul told them how, if we in the church, we shouldn't even have to go to a heathen judge. Amen. In order to get resolved, in order to get resolution, we ought to be able to do it for us that are believers through the church. The Bible declares, in one, if you got an oath against your brother, you go to him. Right.
Y'all don't like this type of teachers. Okay, tell you this no more. Amen. And if you and that person can't get, you gonna get a witness, and don't get somebody that's gonna be on your side. Amen. Don't get somebody that, amen, that's your best friend that can't rightly divide. But you get you somebody that can, amen, hear both sides and try to help make a resolve. But if that don't work, then you bring them on the church. Then if the church can't, amen, help the person get it over or get the thing right, amen, then you discard the person. You count them as a non-believer. Now, I know I'm teaching in here on the night. Amen. We got to want Jesus as more than just our Savior. He has to be Lord. If he's not Lord, he's not nothing. Come on, Brother Zach. I said, if he ain't Lord, he ain't nothing. Got folks talking about, well, they accepted Jesus back when they was 3 years old. You could barely say your ABCs when you was three. That's funny. My baby boy, I kid, woke up this morning, amen, woke up this morning singing his ABCs. He didn't get all the way through, and he started back snoring again. ABCD. I said, hey, look at this boy. And he start snoring again. Amen. I don't know if he watched too much Mickey Mouse last night or what. He gave his life, or she gave her life to Christ at an early age. Amen. A lot of times they say that because the lifestyle that the person has lived since then. Because they live something different than how they live, amen, when they claim they gave their life to God. Amen. Listen, you when you give your life to him, amen, you can stick with it. That's not a license to sin. That's not a license for you to get out and just do what you want because you gave your life to Christ. Right. That means you just wanted him as your Savior. You didn't want him as Lord. Because when you accept him as Lord, you're going to do what he tells you to do. You're going to love your enemies. You're going to do good to those that despitefully use you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. Amen. You're going to help folks even when you know they owe you money, but the Lord laid on your heart to be a blessing to them anyway. Amen. So here this man, and Jesus had to tell this first one. Said, man, you don't, you, the man said, foxes have home. Foxes got a place to rest. This is verse 58. And birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. And you want to follow me? Man, they ain't got nowhere, to really live. And you want to follow me? Amen. Verse 59. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Okay? Here's an excuse here. So now, Jesus, I want to go with you, but let me go first and bury my daddy. Jesus said, follow me. Sometimes you don't get a second chance. Sometimes you don't get another opportunity. Sometimes you got many folk that done died and ended up in hell because they didn't get an opportunity to repent. They didn't get an opportunity to come to get it back, to get it right. They may have heard the word one time. And when you hear it, you're accountable for it. If you don't believe what I'm saying tonight, you have the right to do like the Bereans did. You go back and search the scripture.
Marco, sit down.
You go back and search the scriptures. Yeah. If you don't believe what I'm preaching and what I'm teaching is right, amen, pick up your Bible, amen, get your concordance, go back and study it and look at it for yourself. Don't have to take my word for it. You know, Jesus tells him, says, follow me. But the man said, Lord, suffer me first. Would you allow me to first go back and bury my daddy? And Jesus said unto him, listen how Jesus tells him. Watch this. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead. But go down and preach the kingdom of God. I called you to preach. You go preach. And listen here. Every believer has the right. It's your duty. You are obligated, okay, to be able to share the gospel. Every believer. Okay? Every believer. You are duty-bound to share the gospel. Preach the kingdom. And that don't mean you got to do it like I'm doing it, but you got neighbors, you got family, you got friends, folk that don't know Jesus, and you claim to know him, amen, and you got to share the gospel. We so busy want to do everything, yeah, amen, and carrying on. And Jesus, tell this boy, tell this man, tell this person, let the dead bury the dead. Ain't no sense in going to a funeral. You talk, they don't, you know, that was let the dead bury the dead, all right? They don't sense, I know your daddy died, but I got work for you. There ain't nothing you can do for him anyway. Sometimes we try to do stuff with folk. Amen. Listen, and I believe this along my heart. If a person didn't like going to church when they were living, why are we making them, why are we pushing them in the church when they did? Now we want, now everybody's but we want the Lord now. If he, all he did was strip club and drink and smoke, then whoever he drunk smoke with, let them light a blunt. Lord, y'all ain't living here. Let them drink some. Let them pour some out to the homies or whatever. Amen. Let them do a ride. Let the hearse take them by their favorite strip club and then take them off to the ground. Jesus, let the dead man. Why you wasting time with that? One day, Lord said, "What Jesus Bible was talking about? Let the spiritual dead bury their dead. Right? Let the dead bury the dead. Why are you spending time with that? Now, this is not. I'm not preaching against funerals. Now, I'm just. Okay, I done went to several of them over the past year. Okay, family and others and all. Amen. All right, but Jesus make this thing clear. The cost of being a disciple. It costs something. You claim that you are a follower and a believer of Jesus Christ, it's going to cost something. And the cost may be heavy, but you'll be able to bear it if you're doing it for Christ. Folks may talk about you. Folks may leave you. Okay? They might unfriend you or whatever that stuff they do on Facebook. They might whatever. They might do all that stuff. But so what? Me and God is the majority. Let me say that again. Me and God. Sister April, me and God is the majority. One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Amen. Me and God equals the majority. Some of y'all need to go and get the t-shirt. If God be for us, the who don't matter. God before. We so busy trying to please folk. And we're forgetting, amen, to please our God. All right, let me get through here. So Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. Okay? And another also said, Lord, this is the third one. I will follow thee, but let me first forbid them farewell which are at home at my house. Okay, I'm going to follow you, but first, I need to go bid them farewell that's in my home. I need to go bid my family farewell. Okay, and I told y'all, I think it was last week, Jesus makes it plain and clear, you got to hate. You can't be his disciple unless you hate, and that word hate in the Greek was deny or love less. Okay, it don't mean actual hate like you think it means. It means love less. You got to love less everybody else if you want to be his disciple. You got to love Jesus more than any and everything. Anybody and everybody. You got to love Jesus more. That means no one should be, and I heard a preacher say this the other day, no one should be, I think it was Bishop Shears, and no one, he don't love anybody enough to go to hell for him. I think that's the new presiding bishop in the Church of God of Christ. I think that's what he said the other day. He don't love nobody that much that he'll go to hell for him. Okay? God knows I love my wife and children, and I'm a family first man, and amen, but, amen. I love God more. I love Jesus more. And what does that mean? If my children want to do opposite, Amen. And what I train and what I believe the word is, and they when they get grown or whatever, they got the right to make their own mind. But I ain't gonna follow them. Now if they go against what the book say, now if it means I have to, amen, I'm not gonna accept any kind of lifestyle, amen. Whatever they decide to, if it don't match up with what I believe is in the word. God forbid my son go out and start having children all over the place. Amen. And then, you know, daddy, it's all right. And, you know, want me to, and we got this thing, we christening folk. Amen. I had a conversation with one of the ministers, a different thing like that. Amen. You want to christen your child? Are you going to commit to what the vows that are going to be made? We do stuff out of tradition, but are you going to commit to it? Okay. I'm going to give my children back to God. Are you going to give yourself back to God? Woo! Amen. I told y'all last week, it'd be a bad thing you chilling and hanging with folk and doing all kind of devil men and evil men. Amen. And here, excuse me, you dying, go to hell, and your partner, amen, and that woman that you were sleeping with end up getting their life together, and they die and go to heaven. It's going to happen. It's going to be a sad day. You got to get this for yourself. I would give my life for my wife because that's what the scripture said. I love her that much. Yeah, I love her that much. She loves me. I give my life for my children because I love them that much. But I ain't going to follow nobody that's going to speed up me going to hell. That's going to help me get a ticket to hell. I don't want to go to hell. Let me get through here. I'm wrapping it up, y'all. Y'all don't like this type of teaching. Amen. So verse 61 and another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. This don't seem like the Jesus that y'all be talking about all the time. He's just so sweet. Jesus, what a wonderful child. He ain't a child no more. Jesus, so holy, meek and mild. Like, oh, glory, bring, listen to the... You know, he ain't a child no more. Mary had a baby, is born, and he ain't a baby no more. He makes it clear here, he has to be first. And anything that can distract you from the call, amen, and responding to the call of Christ, you need to get rid of. Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow, no man that has started to work for me, that has started on the battlefield, that started witnessing and, amen, testifying about God's grace, about the saving power of Jesus, said, no man that has put his hand to the plow, and it didn't even say go back, it said look back. This is a different Jesus than what we always be talking about. He didn't even say go back. He said look back. No man had to put his hand to the plow. Y'all know what a plow does. Yeah. Dig up the dirt. That pulls up the earth.
Yeah.
No man that hasn't done that has started to work for God, for the kingdom. Having put his hand to the plow and looking back. Even if you're looking back, if you're thinking you had it better on the other side, if you're thinking about, Lord, is it worth it? He says, and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. That ain't me talking. That's the book. That's the Lord Jesus. That we got to be sold out. And sometimes being sold down and being a disciple, counting up the cost, will cause you to be uncomfortable. Will cause you to have to do things that you wouldn't normally do, that don't feel good to your flesh. Now, flesh only wants to feel good. Flesh only wants to feel good. Flesh don't want to fast. Flesh don't want to love folk, amen, that we know don't like us. They have folks say, man, Pastor, you got to, if you change that time back to 11 o'clock, we can get on that. No, I'm keeping that 9. Amen. You come in 11 if you want. You just be a part of the other service. Because flesh don't want to get up. Flesh don't want to stay in that bed. This morning, I told the first service, the 6:30 service, I just, man, I felt good last night. Amen. Got in late from out on a hot date with my baby's mama and got in the bed and slept and didn't want to get up as early this morning. Amen. But I had to deny myself. Because God had somebody waiting on me and wanted, God had set me up to be able to witness the glorious gospel. The only thing I had to do, amen, God woke me up. That was the hard part. All that I had to do was get up. I had to fight my flesh and say, there's an opportunity for me to witness. I can't look back, can't go back, because I'm unworthy if I do that. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this study. The cost of being a disciple. And we just ask that you will create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Make us to hear joy and gladness. Restore the joy of our salvation. We're counting on you. Everything else is sinking sand. Everything else is failing us. But we know we have a sure foundation in you. Everyone that's watching by Facebook tonight, everyone that's listening through Chaos Blog Talk Radio, I pray now that you would count up the cost of being a disciple of Christ. It's a heavy price, but it's not as heavy now because you don't have to pay it. Jesus paid it all. All thing we have to do is commit our ways to him, obey him, do what he tells us to do. Through the Holy Ghost, through the Holy Spirit. Help us understand the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost is more than speaking in tongues. No, we need the evidence is the fruit. The evidence ain't the speaking in tongues, it's the fruit. We need the fruit. We need the Holy Ghost to be able to bear the fruit, to have the fruit, so that when men see us, they'll see you. They'll see the Holy Spirit in us. And we pray that you would give us the strength tonight. If there may be one that you would like to be a blessing financially, amen. You enjoyed this message on tonight, and the Lord has laid and pressed it on your heart to be a blessing financially. This is our Thursday night service. This is your Thursday night service. Amen. And y'all know almost every time you go to church, you have something. You have some type of offering. Amen. And we have two ways in which you can give on tonight. I'm through preaching. We have two ways. Some of you, amen, you may want to even just say, hey, Pastor and Lady Zachary, God bless y'all for 20 years. You may want to put 20 on it. Go ahead. You can send the 20 years. Hey, if that ain't much, it's $1 a year. It's $1 a year. But as we stated, we never ask for any certain amount. Okay, we never ask for any certain amount, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. You can cash out it. Our cash out information is $OZ264. Once again, $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. So $OZ264. May the Lord bless you real good. If you would like to call and you want to use your debit or credit card or PayPal as well or need the mailing address, you can contact us at 678-760-6056. Once again, for debit or credit card, PayPal, or mailing address, you can call now 678-760-6056. And once again, Cash App is $OZ264. All right, listen, y'all meet us back Sunday morning at 9 o'clock when our minister is going to be preaching. Amen. Minister Kevin Tobert, amen. He's up to preach for us Sunday morning. Amen. We're so glad. God is yet sending to the church, even through this pandemic.
Amen. God is yet sending families, amen, to the church, and we're so grateful that we're yet growing. Amen. We're yet growing. We thank God for those that are still, amen, tuning in through Facebook, amen, and Blog Talk, Chaos Blog Talk. We thank God for you.
Yes.
Meet us back. Tune in Sunday morning at our other location. Amen. We got about 3 different locations now. Amen. But meet us at our other location. Amen. If you want to come, come on. 199 East Crogan Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. Amen. Come on. Come join us, won't you? And if they would say, I don't see why, don't you? Amen. 9 o'clock Sunday morning. Amen. Praise Tabernacle Church at the Praise Headquarters. Father, we thank you on tonight. We know that your word won't return to your boy. Save, heal, and deliver somebody on tonight through the preaching of the gospel. We pray and believe by faith that someone after this message on tonight is recommitting themselves. A believer that's already trusting you is their faith grew on tonight. Their faith grew. They were encouraged on tonight. Some backslider returned to you on tonight. We believe it by faith. Some unbeliever came to you on tonight. And you say, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. We thank you. We appreciate this. We leave this place. Well, I'm not leaving as we leave this service. But never your presence. Matthew 28:19-20 tells us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God bless you.